The Alaska Native creators of the school wanted to teach children in a culturally traditional fashion, which in current Western educational terms is called active inquiry program-based. The school's founders sought as much as possible to replicate the observation, then hands-on approach that for centuries has provided the means by which one Native generation passed knowledge and skills on to the next. At the same time, as part of the Anchorage school system, the Alaska Native Cultural Charter School seeks to meet district, state, and federal academic achievement levels. And the school is open to all ethnic and racial groups. About 20% of its approximately 180 student enrollment is non-Native. That percentage is the same as last year. The cultural thread is woven through the school in several ways. Dan Greenwood teaches one of the combined third and fourth grade classes. Blending grades and having the different ages work together on projects is one underlying feature.
What we're doing, you know, really doing a lot of multi-age activities, getting all the kids working together on culturally based projects. I got a few hides donated to the school, and we stretched them on frames and scraped them and prepared them, and we actually used the skin to make some drums. We did that at the end of the year. We had like a culture week.
Veronica Kaganak is the Yupik instructor for kindergarten through second grade. But Yupik class is more than language. It's also values. Beyond language materials, she also uses the district's Teaching Social-Emotional Learning Skills program, along with the books Respected and Connected and Yupik Words of Wisdom, the latter a publication which she helped translate. Kaganak reads a couple of selections reproduced on small, handmade posters.
The late Frank Andrew from Guigilnuk. Ayaruk unayum dhumakguniu kanroyun litni atuhuluku bichurlach ngaituk. And it translates to, one who walks with a walking stick following the teachings they learned will not get into trouble. And that's my focus for teaching Yupik this year.
A Paul John of Tuksuk Bay quotation alludes to specific behavior.
Ulu miknachami aknichnachkuk. And it translates, a tongue hurts even though small.
Fifth, sixth grade teacher Martha Gould Lee has taught over 20 years in the district and was a founding member of the school. She explains, while the charter school uses the district's core mathematics approach, this year teachers will combine it with a new cultural series.
We will supplement everyday math with it. It'll be kind of our social studies and our reading program. They've got several modules out. One is picking berries, one is patterns and parkas, one is building a fish rack, we have a smokehouse, there's a star navigation, kayaks, going to Egg Island. There are several of these units, and they come with stories. It's built on elder knowledge.
Danielle Ria, the other 5th-6th combined grade teacher, offers geometric examples.
For instance, in the pattern and parka making, these precise, perfect triangles, rectangles, rhombuses have been done for centuries. And they're precise and they're perfect, but they don't use rulers. They don't use any kind of mathematical tool other than folding for her and making the patterns.
Greenwood describes a project set to start soon emphasizing a hands-on approach to science.
Third and fourth grade is going to, well, the whole school has a big tank and we're going to raise salmon eggs. But we're going to collect the eggs in Campbell Creek and raise them up and release them at the end of the school year as fry.
During late summer, the Alaska Native Cultural Charter School will repeat one of its biggest and most popular educational adventure of the first year. The entire school will go up Arctic Valley to pick berries, as well as study soils, terrain, and plants. The gathered berries then become the basis for various classroom lessons, including taste testing, Eskimo ice cream. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.